الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين وبعد. In the last ruku of this very beautiful story, the best story narrated in the Quran, which is the Surah Yusuf, Allah Jalla Jalalu spoke about how two young people were entered into prison while Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam were in prison, and the two of them claimed that they had seen a dream and they came before Yusuf alayhi salam seeking interpretation, and Yusuf alayhi salam gave the interpretation that one from amongst them will be crucified and the second will be given freedom and he'll go back to serving the king. Then finally Yusuf alayhi salam requested from this person that in the presence of the king, remember my name, mention my innocence, and allow some intercession of mine to be done in front of the king so that I can be freed from prison. And on that note, Yusuf alayhi salam gave him this request, and then eventually this person was now freed from prison. But he had forgotten about Yusuf alayhi salam, and as a result, Yusuf alayhi salam stayed close on to 10 years in prison, whilst this person had actually forgotten to mention Yusuf alayhi salam before the king. And reminding ourselves that Yusuf alayhi salam was imprisoned despite the fact that he was actually innocent.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his wisdom, had planned for Yusuf alayhi salam to be freed from the prison. And how this happened was through what we're going to speak about now. وقال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات. And the king at the time had said, indeed I am seeing seven cows which are fat cows eaten by seven lean slim cows وسبع سنبلات خضر. And also I see ears of grain, seven ears of grain, green, unharvested grain. وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. And I see seven ears of grain that have been harvested, dry, weathered up, harvested grain.
So now that he's seen this dream, he now wanted an interpretation of the dream. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ, O my ministers. So what he did was he gathered the soothsayers, he gathered those who had knowledge of interpretation of dream, he gathered all these type of people and he addressed them, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ, O ministers, أَفْتُونِي فِي رُؤْيَايَ إِن كُنْتُمْ لِلرُؤْيَا تَعْبُرُونَ. Furnish for me some interpretation of my dream. If you actually able to interpret a dream, then please interpret my dream.
And the ministers were like the magicians and stuff. But ulama and mufassirin mentioned it wasn't only magicians, it wasn't only the ministers, it was also those who used to do sihr, meaning they used to deal with black magic, and also those who used to worship the stars. So amongst those people were people who used to see in the stars, and they used to generally interpret dreams. So how they responded is, or in kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun. So he said that if you know this, can you please give me a interpretation for it? Qalu adghathu ahlam. With all their knowledge, and look at this. This is all the plan of Allah to get Yusuf alayhi salam out. They said with all their knowledge and with all the faith that the king put in them, that this is all just muddled up dreams. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. And generally, رُؤْيَا is the word in Arabic also given for dreams, or manam. And in this instance, أحلام is generally used for not bad dreams, but dreams that have bad connotations to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said himself that رُؤْيَا is from Allah and أحلام is from Shaitan. To show that there's a difference. When you see something good, then know that this is from Allah. And when you see something that really has bad connotations to it, then that's from Shaitan. So they're using these words, knowing these words. But because they were incapable of giving off the interpretation, they just made up something as if they knew that, no, this is all muddled up, but we can't interpret muddled up dreams.
And the three most difficult words on men more especially than ladies, the three most difficult words is I don't know. Khalas.
Yeah.
Difficult words. I don't know. You know, I'm not so sure. Nah, don't lie. You don't know. You have no idea. Don't say I'm not so sure. I don't know. So they were in that situation. Now, dreams are essentially of three sorts, right? The one are dreams from Allah, And when it came to the Anbiya alayhi salam, it meant it was wahi. Then we also have dreams where Allah wants to send a certain message to a pious person, so you'll get that type of dreams. Then the other is whatever is working on your mind for the day and what you've been thinking about and your fears and those type of things that are in your mind, that could be another reason why you see a certain dream. And then there are the third type of dreams which are actually from shaitan. Now, in the times when we actually shouldn't be sleeping, times which are not encouraged to be sleeping, at those times people see dreams which are influenced by shaitan. Now, if a dream has an evil message and it's influenced by shaitan, then we should completely dismiss the dream. And in most cases, those dreams are there to cause discord. So you're dreaming that you're fighting with somebody, or you're dreaming that your spouse wasn't so loyal, and then you get up angry with your spouse. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that?
No more shukrams.
Yeah, no more. You know. But the basis of the dream is that dream has been influenced by shaitan. So here, these interpreters were saying to the king that your dream is mishmash, man. There's nothing to it, there's no substance to it, you don't even need to look into it, there's nothing of importance in the dream.
And just on a side note, with regards to that I don't know, it's not going to drop your izzah in any way, your dignity, your honor in any way, if you just say you don't know, if you really just don't know. An example comes to mind is Imam Malik. A man from Morocco, Maghrib, came to Imam Malik in Medina, right? And he came with 40 questions from the town that he was in. People came to him and said, you're going to Imam Malik? Go with these questions. Imam Malik answered 36 of those questions with, I don't know.
Ah, subhanAllah.
So the man said to him, what am I going to tell my people? I'm going all the way back and tell them I don't know. He says, tell them Imam Malik says he does not know.
Ha.
He only answered 4 out of 40.
SubhanAllah. So Allah goes on in the story. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ جَاهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ أَنَا وَنَبِّيُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. Remember, there were two people with Yusuf alayhi salam in prison. The one, his job was to squeeze the drinks, the wine for the king, because at that time wine was permissible. He was then freed from prison and he returned into his appointment and his occupation, and he continued to serve the king. Now, for this entire period, he forgot about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and now Allah says, the one between the two who was freed, he said, whilst remembering Yusuf alayhi salam after such a long time, I will get you the interpretation of your dream, so send me. And that's what he said to the king. So Allah had planned it while all of these high-profile individuals were there in that conversation. He was just there running some errand, and he happened to overhear the conversation. And Allah, in his unique, amazing planning, Allah made it happen because Allah had planned for the liberation of Yusuf alayhi salam.
And when this man said, فَأَرْسِلُونَ, send me to where I need to go so I can get your interpretation, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, لَمْ يَكُنِ السِّجْنُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, that the prison wasn't in the town of the area. That's why he needed to go out of the town, being sent out, so send me out of the town, grant me permission to be sent out of the town so I can get the interpretation of the dream. So the next ayah starts, Yusufu ayyuha siddiq, is where this man who used to squeeze the grapes and to make wine for the king and pour as a cupbearer of the king, he says to Yusuf alayhi salam, ayyuha siddiq, oh the truthful one. Now there's something missing here, is that he did get sent to Yusuf alayhi salam, and when he did get there to the prison, he entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam and he said, oh Yusuf, ayyuha siddiq, the one who is truthful. Ulama mentioned Mufassirin, why is he saying that he is the truthful? Because he witnessed firsthand the interpretation of his dream being told to, it's coming to reality from what Yusuf alayhi salam said.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Also, the eloquence of Quran is highlighted here, right? That Allah only said, فَأَرْسِلُونَ. So he is saying that, so send me to the prison. But this captured so much, which actually is not mentioned here, but obviously it transpired. This man said before the king regarding the spiritual excellence of Yusuf alayhi salam. He also highlighted the intelligence of Yusuf alayhi salam. He also highlighted Yusuf alayhi salam's ability to interpret dreams. Thereafter, he was given consent and his request was approved. And then he traveled and then he went to prison. And all of that had transpired. Allah just says, فَأَرْسِلُونَ, and it captures all of that.
Yeah, so he says, he goes to Yusuf alayhi salam, I don't know myself if it's mentioned or not, that he told him that the king had this dream, but Yusuf, just tell me this here. Give me an interpretation if someone is to have this dream. في سبع بقرات of seven fat cows simanin يأكلهن سبع عجاف that are being eaten by seven lean cows وسبع سنبلات خضر and seven green unharvested ears of wheat وأخرى يابسات and the other seven ears being harvested ears of wheat لعلي. This is important. لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون. Perhaps I can return to the people and then they will know. لعلهم, then they will know the truth of the matter. The reason why he said لعلي, perhaps, maybe you will be able to give me this, because he's seen a whole parliament of people coming to the king and not being able to give him a proper answer and just giving him, oh no, you're having muddled up drink, because they could not give the answer. So he feared that maybe Yusuf will not be able to, because he's seen so many people that were supposed to be from the learned ones that knew how to interpret dreams, they couldn't. So maybe Yusuf will, but maybe he won't also. Mm-hmm. Understand? So perhaps maybe you'll be able to give it to me.
And لعلي أرجع إلى الناس, so that I may be able to go back to the people, لعلهم يعلمون, so that they may be enlightened, so that they may know. That also is the meaning of this, is so that they may know about the innocence of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the spiritual excellence of Yusuf alayhi salam, the great status of Yusuf alayhi salam. So for this cupbearer, his purpose in this entire thing was not just to get the interpretation of the dream, but was to fulfill the commitment which he gave to Yusuf alayhi salam, that I will mention you in front of the king, I will intercede, I will try to contribute to your freedom. So at this point, his focus and his objective was trying to prove the great status of Yusuf alayhi salam to these ministers and to the king.
Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, right, that the person who stayed with Yusuf alayhi salam had a dream, got saved by the dream to go to a king and serve the king, for the king to have a dream, and then he needed an explanation in his dream for him to remember Yusuf alayhi salam. All of this is Allah's planning. Qala, now Yusuf alayhi salam is now giving the answer immediately. تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا. You will need to sow, spread, scatter, and plant and cultivate land for 7 years straight without stopping. You need to do it. فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله. And whatever you have harvested, whatever you have cultivated, then leave it inside of its
The ears.
The ears. Leave the wheat grain inside of the ears.
Yeah, illa qalilan mimma ta'kulun. Right? I'm just going to carry on and then we go back to this verse. Thumma ya'ti min ba'di dhalika sab'un shidadun. Then after that you will experience 7 years of difficulty. So basically the interpretation of the dream is very simple. The interpretation of the dream is you will have 7 years of prosperity where you'll be able to farm intensely, and then you will experience 7 years of drought, and those will be 7 difficult years. But within these verses, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is not only giving an interpretation, but is also making a recommendation. So here he's telling them how to proactively preserve and store enough food. Then it's also telling them how to preserve the food, keeping it in its original ears to avoid it contracting any bacteria. And then he went on to give them some more advice.
And the reason why Yusuf alayhi salam says it should leave it inside of its ears is so that it doesn't become rotten. So he knew, he didn't only know interpretation of dreams, he didn't only know that wahi is coming to him. By the way, this what's coming to him is all wahi. It will explain itself why. But he didn't only know certain things, but he knew about land, he knew about how to cultivate land, he knew about growing crops, he knew about harvesting crops, etc. So he says, إلا قليلا مما تأكلون. So you must keep some in the ear, except for what you're going to eat. ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد. Then the 7 years that are difficult upon you, which is going to be the years of drought in a rainless season, or 7 years of rain, no rain, right? يأكلنا ما قدمتم لهن. Then they will eat from that which they had preserved for themselves.
إلا قليلا مما تحصنون, except the little that you leave and the little leftovers. So whatever you're able to farm within the 7 years of intensive farming, most of it will be exhausted. That's how severe the next 7 years were. And Yusuf alayhi salam gave so many recommendations, which teaches us the importance of having knowledge of a broad spectrum. Yusuf alayhi salam was competent not only interpreting dreams, but also in giving recommendations that would save humanity. And here in this situation, he didn't say you're going to see prosperity and then you'll see poverty, so the only thing you need to do is turn to Amal. No, he obviously, Amal is the message the Anbiya are consistently giving. But in addition to that, he was telling them to take proactive steps, to take the precautions, to take the necessary measures, save the human life, make things easy for people. This was part of the advice of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ غَوْثُ النَّاسِ. But after these 7 years, another 7 years, now a total of 14 years, then there will be a period where people will be drenched in rain, meaning it will rain so much. It will be lush, it will be green, people will enjoy vegetation, and the end of the verse tells us how lush it will actually be.
وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ, that grapes and olives and things will be grown in such abundance that they will be using those grapes for wine. Now you'll only use it for wine if it's for luxury. So that's how much of barakah that there will be. Now this is the part where I wanted to mention that the ayah itself will tell you that Yusuf alayhi salam was getting wahi. It's because seven cows, fat cows being eaten by seven lean cows, that there explains itself, that there's going to be 7 years of drought that's going to eat up 7 years of good life. Likewise, seven good years or seven unharvested years is going to be, and seven harvested years. That they tell you, again, seven good years and seven droughtful years, or not droughtful years, rainless years. And this year we know that it was a dream that continuously happened with the king, because the king didn't say Ra'aytu, he said Ara, I am seeing, continuously always seeing this dream happening. Either one of the two is happening at the same time or separately or whatever it is, but it's always happening. But nothing refers to a year where there's going to be such lush greenery and fruits, and it's going to be a season where people are just going to enjoy and being luxury. But that part, they tell you that Yusuf alayhi salam was getting wahi.
Okay, so that's an interesting point. It means that he was getting wahi, right? But another view which is mentioned in Ma'ariful Quran is that the first two was from the dream. The third one, Yusuf alayhi salam had such a vast array of knowledge of the happenings of the world that he mentioned this based on the sunnah of Allah. That Allah won't allow drought to exceed 7 years. That's not how Allah does things. And based on that, Yusuf alayhi salam, after looking at and observing at history, Yusuf alayhi salam was in a position to say the 8th year will be an 8th year of goodness, and it will be an 8th year of comfort, and it will be the 8th year will be the year of luxury. وَفِيهِ يَأْصِرُونَ, and people won't only be eating fruits. When you're hungry, you just eat the fruits to fulfill your hunger. But when you're enjoying luxury, and beyond that, that's when you are squeezing the fruit to make juice and have more enjoyment and more happiness, and that's what the 8th year will entail.
So I just want to add something here, right? So the king had a dream, and he needed just an interpretation of the dream. Yusuf alayhi salam seen the problem in the dream, in the interpretation in the dream, meaning there was a problem that was going to come. He didn't say, hey, listen here, this is the problem, you need to tell your king quickly, he gave it to him with a simple solution. He tried to help the situation. He didn't just say, you know what, there's a problem, you have a problem.
True leadership. Inshallah, we continue from here next week. Stay tuned.